Why are we talking to robots about our relationships? Summary, many turn to AI like ChatGPT for relationship advice, but without human context, alternate perspective, or connection, the support it offers may miss the mark. Full article. At some point, maybe in a moment of heartbreak, confusion, or curiosity, you've opened up ChatGPT or another AI assistant and typed something like, "Why do I get so jealous? Is my partner emotionally unavailable? How do I know if I should stay or go?" In a world where help is a click away and shame is minimized by anonymity, it makes sense. But it also begs a deeper question. Why are we talking to a robot about something so profoundly human? And what are the risks? Recent research is beginning to scratch the surface of this phenomenon. A 2024 study by Brailas and Salekism found that the most common relationship-related questions asked of AI revolve around jealousy, trust, intimacy, sexual challenges, conflict, and relationship maintenance. These are the same topics we bring to therapy, to our best friends, or maybe right into the pages of a journal. In many ways, asking ChatGPT these questions isn't that different from Googling them. AI pulls from massive troves of text online to generate informative responses. If you're looking to learn more about attachment theory or how to de-escalate a fight, an AI assistant, when it works well, is like having a friendly, fast, well-read assistant at your fingertips. But there's a line, and it's easy to cross, between seeking information and seeking consultation. A friend recently told me about a long and vulnerable chat he had with ChatGPT about his relationship. He was trying to make a big decision, whether to leave his partner. He typed in details about a recent argument, their emotional distance, and his pain and confusion. He was looking for clarity and direction. But here's the catch. He only described his experience. This is where things get tricky. ChatGPT responded with empathy and affirming language that was supportive and validating. On the surface, it seemed helpful. But beneath, that validation was a major flaw. The advice on such an important decision was based on his input alone. It wasn't able to ask probing questions, unless prompted, or develop a complete conceptualization. In therapy, I expect that I'm only hearing one side of the story. But as a clinician, I ask specific questions to assess patterns, gather history, and build a nuanced conceptualization. I don't just offer reassurance. I collaborate on a path forward. AI doesn't yet have that depth of human experience, clinical wisdom, or flexibility. Another issue we've noticed is the tone of responses. AI assistants are designed to be helpful. That often means they default to being supportive, affirming, and encouraging. And while those are lovely qualities, they can also create a distorted mirror if not balanced with challenge. When we're vulnerable, we often seek reassurance and validation that our perspective makes sense, which is important. But growth doesn't happen in an echo chamber. It happens through deeply challenging conversations, through other people seeing us clearly and saying, "Yes, but have you also thought about this other information and perspective?" AI may not challenge your distortions. Indeed, it may not even know what is distorted or gently push you to take accountability. You can ask ChatGPT to be more direct or critical, but that's not its default. Most users don't think to make that request. And even if you do, at the end of the day, its main goal is still to tell you what you want to hear. Perhaps the deepest limitation of turning to AI for relationship support is this. You're trying to work through relational pain without an actual relationship. In therapy, or even in a meaningful conversation with a friend, there is emotional and physiological attunement. There is the vulnerability of sharing. There is the safety or risk of being seen. The slow, brave work of trying to change patterns with another human being in the room. When you talk to AI, none of that is present. No nervous system co-regulation. No reparative emotional experience. There might be a convincing mimicry of empathy, but there is no actual empathy. Why does this matter? Because relational healing occurs, you guessed it, in relationship with other people. And although conversations with an AI assistant can feel like talking with a person, there is no person on the other end of the chat. Our conversations with others help us change and grow, in part because being in relationship with others allows us to be affected by another person. And while we may be impacted by conversations with AI, it may not help us change in the way we want and need. We're not here to shame anyone for talking to ChatGPT about their relationship. Honestly, it's wonderful that people are being reflective and seeking guidance, even from technology. But we have to stay conscious of what AI can do and what it can't. AI assistants can offer information and momentary comfort or reassurance, but they can't offer context you don't supply, really challenge your perspective, or participate in true emotional connection. If you're using AI to ask questions, great. Just don't stop there. Bring those insights into conversation with your trusted friends, your partner, or a therapist. To find a therapist near you, visit the Psychology Today Therapy Directory. Brailas, A. Anne Szalacki's L., 2024, December. Questions people ask ChatGPT regarding their romantic relationships and what they think about the provided answers. An exploratory study. In International Symposium on Chatbots and Human-Centered AI, pp. 150-158. Cham, Springer Nature, Switzerland. About the author Chandra Kalifian, Ph.D., and Kayla Knopp, Ph.D., are clinical psychologists, researchers, and educators who specialize in diverse, expansive relationships and psychedelic-assisted relationship therapy. Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health and positivity and confidence through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.